So when it comes to Airbnb investments, whether it's to buy a property or to rent and sublease, there are two big steps to be successful in identifying the right place. And I'll go very quickly in those two big steps. But it's important that you understand this concept, because there's a lot of news out there of people being worried because of Airbnb city regulations, and they can't do this here, they can't do this there, and they're afraid, and therefore they never invest. And they stay at their job, they stay in the rat race, they never reach financial freedom because they're afraid. But it's important to understand how to go through this fear, how to make it happen, how to be part of the Airbnb investor, the Airbnb host, who reach financial freedom and do this in properties that can be legally operated on Airbnb 365 days a year. So there are two big steps you need to understand. First, you got to focus on the right cities, and not just the US cities, but in any country in the world, the right cities to focus on and the one to avoid. Not all cities are good for Airbnb, and it may not be the one that you hear there are regulations about, but there are good cities and there are cities that you should avoid. And typically, it is based on the demand for tourism or for business. And that's the first filtering that needs to be done, is in which city we need to focus on. And as you know, every quarter, I update my cities report to identify the one that are the most profitable Airbnb cities, but also the one where you can find legal operations for your Airbnb. So that's the first step. Make sure you focus on the right cities. And typically, you should not have 15 cities you focus on, because you're never going to make things happen. You need to have, I would suggest, three maximum, ideally even one, because there's so many opportunities you can find in one, but you've got to be focused. So that's the first step. Find the right cities. And the second one is finding the right house among those cities, the right property that is profitable, not just profitable, but more specifically, the top 1% of the most profitable properties on Airbnb. And finding such a house in zoning where you can operate legally Airbnb. And that's very important, because a lot of the zonings, even in cities that claim that it is forbidden to do Airbnb in the entire city, guess what? There are zonings, meaning some specific blocks or specific buildings where you can operate legally Airbnb. And the cities don't talk about that much. They prefer to talk about, let's control Airbnb because of the hotel lobbying, or because it's good politically to be against Airbnb, because there's an election coming up, or for any other reason, you say, we ban Airbnb. But in reality, there are zonings, there are blocks, there are buildings where you can do it. And that's actually part of the secret sauce to make money on Airbnb. It is really the core of my Airbnb cash flow method, to zoom in these specific properties as well within the right cities. So you got to do those two steps right: finding the right cities and finding the right properties within those cities. If you miss one of those two steps, you're either going to be just okay, or you may end up doing a big mistake. So make sure you follow those two steps. I know it's a short podcast. I have a lot of details in the Airbnb cash flow method. We go through the entire course step by step to make it happen. But those are the two big steps so that you understand really the flow overall to identify the right properties and really run your Airbnb operation. So not only it's highly profitable, but you also have peace of mind, because you know that the city is not going to knock at your door to stop your operation, because you do it legally in the right zoning.